Kate, one of the things that is so impressive about your practice is the fact that you work with such a wide range of people when it comes to age. And of course, our children are included in that. And I know we have quite a few parents who are saying, well, you know what? I'd like to do everything I can to help my child be the best athlete he or she can be. And of course, nutrition is part of that. So share with us some insights when it comes to fuel, providing that fuel that our children need to be the best athletes they can be.
Yeah, sure. So what I'd like to do is kind of talk about some of the pitfalls that I see parents fall into, things that you really want to avoid as an athlete or a parent of a young athlete. And then on the flip side, good things that you can do, things that you can do to support that young athlete with your fueling. Because I think eating can be such a source of fighting and discontentment between parents and kids, especially teenagers. And I have a lot of parents that will call me and say, well, they just won't listen to me and they won't do what I ask. And I think they need to hear it from someone else, which I fully support. I think that's probably true to a point. But even if you think of, you know, very, very little kids that throw tantrums at mealtime or throw tantrums over food that they want in the store, like it is a source of control for a child. And so you have to be very careful, no matter what age your child is, that you're not enforcing that piece of it. You know, you're really just leaving eating, you know, for what it is, just nourishing the body. So I think to start, it's good to have a understanding of what are the roles when it comes to feeding, what are the roles of the parent and what are the roles of the child. And there's a lot of really great information out about this. But, you know, generally when we talk about the parents, your responsibility with feeding your child, and again, this could be a 2-year-old and this could be an 18-year-old, your role is to bring the food into the household. You get to choose at the grocery store what's being bought. That's your prerogative. But once you bring it into the home, you know, and once you present whatever food you choose to have at mealtime that you're going to have as a family dinner, let's say, that's where your role stops. Because now it switches to the child. The child gets to decide whether or not they're going to eat, what you set on that table, and how much of it they're going to eat, which is a really, really hard thing, I think, for a lot of parents to grasp and to agree with. You know, I can't tell my child that they have to finish their plate. I can't tell my child that they have to eat everything at the table. Well, no, you really shouldn't, because that's not your job. That's not your role. And I think one way that helps them understand that is if you flip it and you say, okay, what if you came to my house to eat and I gave you food that you really didn't like or you really didn't want to eat, you didn't prefer to eat it, you weren't very hungry that night, whatever, and I gave you a plate of food and I said to you, you need to eat everything on that plate. You would be like, are you crazy? Right? Like, it's just rude. Like, why is she telling me to do this? Or I'm not hungry. I don't want it, you know? And so you just, you know, especially we talk about that a lot with toddlers, right? You know, because they go through like meals where they eat a ton and the meals where they eat nothing.
Yes.
But the same thing, you can see that with a growing athlete. Sometimes your athlete's going to come home and eat like 4 meals, right? That's 4 plates of food. And you're going to be like, oh my gosh, why are you eating so much? Right? But don't freak out, because they're probably just responding, you know, to their physiological drive for hunger. And probably the next time they eat, they're not going to eat as much or whatever the case. So again, the role of the parent, you decide what comes into the house. You decide what is served at the meal. And that's not to say that you can't, like, collaborate with your kids. My kids are 6 and 4, and even now I'll say, hey, you know, are there any meals that you guys would really like to have this week? And, you know, if they said donuts and potato chips, I would say, no, that's not going to be a meal. But most of the time they get it and they say, oh, I'd like spaghetti, or, you know, oh, I would like eggs, or, you know, whatever the case. So that's not to say you can't collaborate. But once you decide what's going to be served at that meal, that's what they get to choose from. So we're not doing this like short order, like, well, I don't like this. Can you make me a grilled cheese, or can you make me a peanut butter and jelly? No, I can't, because this is what we're eating. You may not get anything else. What we're eating is at the table. And again, that's hard. That's a really hard concept for parents. And I get it. I'm a parent. I understand. But that's your role as a parent. You're guiding them and you're helping them to understand what makes a balanced meal, what are good food choices. But that brings us nicely into the pitfalls that you can fall into with this. You're the one who's choosing what's coming into the house. right? So I've had parents in my office who are saying, well, my kid, she or he eats, you know, this or that or the next day, and they're listing all these like horrible foods, and I'll say, well, who bought them? Who brought them into the house? How did they get there? Oh, well, I bought them at the store. Okay, well, maybe we shouldn't do that, right? So looking at, you know, what are those choices you're making at the grocery store if they're shopping with you, like encouraging them on what would be a better choice here or whatever the case, right? Same thing if you are driving your child around. I work with a lot of kids who they go from one place to the next. Parents are driving them all night and they have to pick up fast food. Fine, but where are you choosing to drive them to? You know, what are you encouraging them to pick from, type of thing, right? If you're running them through, and I don't want to say names, but, you know, some kind of fast food joint that doesn't have a lot of great options, mm-hmm. you drove the car there, right? You picked the place. Pick a different place that you know has better options. You don't even have to say anything. All you have to say is, this is where we're going tonight. And that's it. You know, you're the parent. That's your decision. So those are a couple of things, you know, again, to think about as the parent, because that is your role. A couple of the things would be, you know, telling your child to avoid certain foods, which unfortunately I do see parents do. You know, you really shouldn't eat dairy, or you really shouldn't eat carbs, or, you know, actually coming out and saying things like that, which, you know, to some of us is like, oh my gosh, why would you say that? But not all parents understand that, right? Because they come at it with the heart of, I think I'm doing something good for my kid, but if there is not an allergy, a diagnosed allergy, a diagnosed, you know, sensitivity to a food, we should not be telling kids to avoid any foods. And that goes for all foods, right? Candy, ice cream, too. Right? I'm putting that in stuff. There, too. right? But that's hard. So that's a big one to avoid.
So how about this, Kate? You mentioned that the parents are the ones who are basically, you know, laying the foundation. They're the ones, this role that they play when it comes to the choices that the child has. It seems pretty significant. What about when it comes to what the parents themselves are eating? Does that have an impact on the child's, what the child is willing to eat?
Absolutely. And it's almost like we wrote this, because that brings me to my next, you know, comment, which is being an example to your kids. You know, because your kids are watching you, right? My kids are young, and I know they're watching me. But even 18, 16, 17-year-olds, they don't want to admit that they care, you know, maybe at that point. But they are watching you. They are watching you. And they want to see, because at that point to them, it's like, well, they're telling me to eat one thing, but they're eating another. You know, how does that align? So being an example to them is one of the best things that you can do, because I don't want parents to be making comments to their children about what they eat. Or what they don't eat. Like, hey, why don't you ever eat vegetables at dinner? Or why do you have to have ice cream every night? You know, those sorts of comments. Or it doesn't even have to sound that snippy, but just, you know, just any comments about food. Don't do that. Because when you do that, your child learns to value themselves or to see worth from you based on how they eat. And this is not a good thing for a child to base their worth on, right? Mm-hmm. Food and eating, that has sort of nothing at all to do with who they are as a person. So instead, don't say anything. Just be an example. Just bring the good food in. Show them, you know, through your example, how you eat. They're watching. They'll catch on. I've seen it with my kids. I don't have to say anything. And, you know, there's 1 week my daughter won't eat something, and suddenly 2 weeks later she's trying it, and, oh, I do like this, and I haven't said anything, you know. You know, they're watching. They want an example. They want to know what to do.
You know, you mentioned that. Sure. I remember when I was maybe about 14 or 15, thereabouts, my mother, for health reasons, had to change her diet. And so, mm-hmm. of course, she wasn't going to be cooking 2 and 3 different meals each night for dinner. And right. so basically right. what she ate, we had to eat. And I tell you mm-hmm. the truth, Kate, I don't remember us putting up any resistance. It seemed like it was just natural. Hey, look, this is what mom has to eat, so this is what we're going to eat. And we were okay with it. Of course, some adjusting. Right. I remember when I started eating my own whole wheat breads and things like that, it took a while. But after a while, you know, some of my family members began to kind of realize, well, hold up, Dad is really liking this. And over time, like you said, I didn't try to force the issue, but over time, they just kind of got there on their own. So, ladies and gentlemen, again, she's going to be sharing with us some more insights. Again, I'm speaking with Miss Kate Davis. She's owner of RD Kate Sports Nutrition. She and I will be right back. So stay with us. One more segment with her.